With winter looming, human rights groups expect more people to try to cross the border from North Korea to China in search of food and a better life. The story of these migrants is somewhat of a mystery, since few people have access to the border areas where most of them live. But human rights groups paint a picture of people trapped between dire conditions in China and the threat of severe punishment if they return home. Judith Smelzer first filed this report last January.
For most Americans, the words Underground Railroad conjure up images of a dark time in U.S. history when escaped slaves embarked on a treacherous journey from south to north. Chun Ki Won represents a different kind of Underground Railroad.
From 1997 until I was kicked out of China, I saved 237 refugees.
For 4 years, the South Korean pastor was one of many religious and humanitarian workers who helped North Koreans escape their country via China.
There are three countries in the world that accept North Korean refugees: Cambodia, Thailand, and Mongolia. And I guided these refugees through deserts and through jungles and crossed the border to a third country.
No one knows exactly how many North Koreans have crossed the border into China. Some estimates put the number at 10,000, others as high as 300,000. Some leave for political reasons. Others, especially since the mid-1990s, have left to escape their country's deadly famine. But crossing the border is a dangerous risk. China has been cracking down on border crossings, and once the migrants leave, they're considered criminals back in North Korea. According to a recent report by the prominent human rights group Human Rights Watch, many of them end up in a perilous kind of limbo. Mike Gendrizek is the Asia director for the organization's Washington office.
There are thousands of North Koreans trapped inside China, hiding in villages, mainly with Chinese of Korean descent, and subject to now increasing harassment, surveillance. We've even heard of house-to-house searches, and the possibility they could be arrested and forcibly sent back to North Korea virtually any time. They face extortion. Women are particularly vulnerable to abuse. Some sell their sexual services or actually get involved in prostitution to make some money or to help feed their families. Others are abducted and forced into prostitution or are convinced to marry Chinese husbands who then end up beating them and becoming quite abusive.
The Human Rights Watch report is based on interviews with 15 North Korean defectors and several humanitarian workers with experience in the region. It urges China to stop cracking down on the border crossers, but Beijing is standing firm.
These North Koreans who come to China are not refugees. We consider them to be illegal immigrants.
Shay Fung is the spokesman for the Chinese embassy in Washington.
They come to China mainly for economic reasons, that is, for better living and food. And secondly, I would say that there do not exist severe punishment in North Korea if they go back.
But not so, says Mike Gendrizek of Human Rights Watch.
Once you leave North Korea, it is considered a crime under North Korean law. You are then subject to all kinds of persecution and abuse, and possibly, if it's considered treasonous, even the death penalty. So that while many of the refugees, if not most of them, are leaving for economic or other reasons, once they are in China, they are subject to such severe abuse if sent back to North Korea, we think they should at least have the possibility of applying for asylum.
But that's not likely to happen anytime soon. Instead, North Koreans who want to leave their country must find other ways to reach their goal. Some have done so by breaking into foreign embassies and diplomatic missions in China. While Beijing usually negotiates the peaceful transfer of these migrants to third countries, embassy spokesman Shay Fung discourages the missions from granting them asylum in the first place, and he hints that the work of humanitarian organizations that want to help North Koreans trapped in the border region is being threatened by the embassy break-ins.
These economic refugees coming into China, this problem has existed for quite some time. And it was only recently there has been this upsurge in numbers, and the worst case is breaking into foreign representations in China. And we have evidence to prove that these are the result of instigation behind scenes by some NGOs and so-called religious groups. So we hope that they were not engaged in any illegal activities.
Some humanitarian workers and human rights groups do blame the embassy invasions for China's recent crackdown on North Korean migrants. But the other routes out of China, via the so-called Underground Railroad, are far from simple. They're very costly for the defectors and dangerous for those who help them. Chun Ki-won was arrested in 2001 while trying to help 12 North Koreans cross from China into Mongolia. At a congressional hearing last May, Timothy Peters, the director of a Christian charity called Helping Hands Korea, drew the lawmakers' attention to the plight of Mr. Chun and others like him.
I can only act as a spokesman, a voice for not only Mr. Chun, but many others whom I consider unsung heroes who have taken it upon themselves, not only their personal safety, but their personal resources, some of whom have gone into debt, into considerable amounts, which have strained their marriages of their own personal finances to bring North Koreans to safety.
At the time of the hearing, Mr. Chun was still in a Chinese prison. His fate was uncertain, but he was eventually released, having spent a total of 220 days behind bars. He's forbidden from returning to China, but he's not giving up the fight. He's simply taking it elsewhere, as he told a group of reporters in Washington not long ago.
As long as the refugees want to escape, I have to help them escape. But there's a limit to what I can do. That's why I'm here. I'm going to go to England. I'm going to go to Japan. I'm going to go wherever I can go. And people like you will have to make an international issue of this refugee problem. That's the way we can solve the problem eventually.
In the meantime, others are continuing his shadowy work on the Underground Railroad for the 21st century. For Common Ground, I'm Judith Smelser in Washington.
Sadly, since this story first aired last winter, Mike Jędrzejczyk passed away unexpectedly.